സദാശിവ സമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് നമ്പർ 94, വെർസ് നമ്പർ 41.
ബദ്ധസ്വഭാവി സതി മോക്ഷചിന്ത ബന്ധസ്തു കസ്യേതി വിചാരണേന സിദ്ധേ സ്വയം സ്വാത്മനി നിത്യമുക്തേ. ക്വബന്ധചിന്ത ക്വച മോക്ഷചിന്ത
Our entire Vedic teaching, if we look into that, jiva attains moksha. A person is liberated. And we say often Gita Shastram, Bhagavad Gita Shastram is a Moksha Shastram. And the Vedas are called body of self-knowledge. And they release the person from bondage. Everywhere we use these words. Moksha, Atma Sakshatkaram, Bandha, Dukkha Nivritti. Very elaborately we discuss about all these topics. Bandha means bondage. Bondage out of, bondage because of what? Janana, Marana, Samsara, Chakra. Cycle of birth and death. It is called bondage. Bondage means what? When person is not feeling freedom. It is called bondage. Binding nature. Feeling something I am in bondage. I am not free. So therefore Shastra says, you want to be free, I will give moksha tablet. As though he is having samsara roga, janana marana disease. As the moksha tablet we are giving. And years together we talk about these two things. All gurus are also surviving happily. Saying bondage, talking about bondage, moksha, bondage, moksha. Ramana Maharshi says, who is having bondage? Who is getting moksha? He is discarding all these things in one sloka. I am baddhaha, I am muktaha. Before coming to Swamini class, I was having bondage, baddhaha. After coming to class, I am feeling I am muktaha. Ramana Bhagavan says, look into this shloka. Baddhatva bhave sati moksha chinta. Chinta means a thought of what? Moksha, freedom, liberation. As long as you have, I am bound. I am in the cycle of birth and death cycle. I don't want this. I want to come out of it. And the bhavana is baddhatva. I am bound in the bhavana, bhave sati, sati saptami. As long as it is there, that bound, I am bound, bhavana, bhave sati. Until that time, this thought will continue. What thought? Moksha chinta. Enaku moksha vena, enaku moksha vena, enaku moksha vena. Yat satve, yat sattvam. Yada bhave, yada bhavaha. Bandha satve, moksha sattvam. Bandha abhave moksha bhava. As long as there is bandha, you require moksha. You have to go to class, training, teaching, no? Learning. No? Once the moment you recognize, I am muktaha. What do you mean by real muktaha? He is going to say, what is real mukti? Bandhaha tu. കസ്യ ഇതി വിചാരണേന I am bound. Kasya, for whom this bondage belongs? Enquire. Janaka Swamini, enakda bondage na. For me only bondage. Kasya, of whom? Vicharana, enquiry. I have bandha, I want to get moksha. In the janma, I have moksha anayana Swamini. What do you say? எனக்கு இந்த ஜென்மாவில் நீங்க மோட்சம் கொடுத்தா அது போதும். ரமண பகவான் இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் ஹூம் திஸ் பந்தா கஸ்ய பந்தஹா டு ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் திஸ் பந்தா பாண்டேஜ் ஃபார் ஹூம் என்கொயர் ஓகே யூ சே ஃபார் மீ ஐ வாண்ட் மோக்ஷம் ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் ஐ இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் பந்தஹா டு கஸ்ய இது விசாரணேன. Who is having this bandha? Enquire. I want moksha, freedom from bondage. Who is this I? Enquire. Enquire into this I. Who is asking for moksha? Who is asking freedom from bondage? I am asking you, Ramana Maharshi is asking you, who is this fellow asking for moksha? Who is this person asking to be free from bandha? First tell me about that person, I will talk about bandha and moksha later. First you have to settle the account. Then I will explain you what is moksha bandha. Second line is asking, who is that I? Who is asking for moksha? Who is asking the freedom from bandha? Then third line he says, Siddhe Swayam Swatmani Nitya Mukte. Nitya Muktaha, this I am. Who is this I am? We have analyzed it. OC plus RC plus RM. Who is Vaddaha among these three? None of them are Vaddaha. Neither medium is bound, body is matter, flesh, blood, bones. It has no bondage. Then RC, it is a reflection in the mind. Just it is a reflection. Pratibimbam. Of that Atma, Chaitanyam. So this Pratibimbam is also actually really speaking Jadam. Manas is Jadam. It has no bondage at all. Then OC, Chollave Venda. It is ever free. Nitya Muktaha. So now who is having among these three bondage? None of them are having bondage, but the notion in the mind is called bondage. The notion, the thought in that sukshma sariram, I am this sukshma sariram, I am the mind, I have this body, I am the body, I have fallen in this body. That bhavana is there. That thought, that notion, that alone is telling, I am bound. That wrong notion you take out. Understand the medium as medium, Chidabhasa as Chidabhasa. It has no satta of its own other than OC. Therefore, OC can never have the bondage. This RC and RM are matter. They doesn't matter. They are false, mithya. It is impossible to have a bondage. But then how I am suffering? Then a problem. Your notion. That's why mukti means nothing but notional correction. Notional correction. What is notional correction? I was thinking I am body, I have mind, I am the mind alone, all the problems of the mind, the problems of me. I am thinking like that. Now I have understood. I am not the body, I am not the mind. Therefore, I don't have any problem also. The problem of bondage also I am not having. Therefore, what am I having? I am not having anything. And the non-aham angrade in the Chidabhasatthilam eduthanum. Ahankara poyyakkanum. The ahankara is mixture of OC and RC. பிரிச்சுடுங்க அப்படியே. If you separate them intellectually, who can say I am? அகம் அகம் சொல்லவே முடியாது. ஓசி கேனாட் சே அகம் ஐ ஆம், ஆர்சி கேனாட் சே அஹ ஐ ஆம். இந்த மிக்சர் தான் seeing I am. So intellectually separate the RC, mind, OC, look at the mind as Sakshi. Mind is a matter, mithya, it cannot have satta as its own. Original conscious, I am ever free, all pervading. Then what do you talk about this bandha and all? Priya matengirada enakkan cholrara Ramana Maharshi. What we are talking, he is not at all getting. அசல் எப்படிதான் வருது உங்களுக்கு இந்த ப்ராப்ளம்னு கேட்கிறார் அவரு. நம்ம அந்த ப்ராப்ளம் முடிவு இருக்கும். அண்ட் புக்ஸ் அண்ட் புக்ஸ் வி ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் என்ன சொன்னாலும் கூட எனக்கா முக்தியா வருமா? இஸ் இஸ் தேர்ட் லைன் யூ சி சித்தே ஸ்வயம் சதி. ஸ்வயம் சித்தே சதி. ஸ்வயம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஆஸ் ஒரிஜினல் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் யூ ஆர் ஐ ஆம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப். ஐ ஆம் கான்சியஸ் ஆஃப். This I am conscious of is what? Original consciousness. It is not RC. I am conscious of mind. I am conscious of body. This I am conscious is Swayam Swa Atmani Siddhe Sati Muktaha already. It is ever liberated. Not bound by anything. But what is problem in for Ajnaniki? He has taken this body as himself, given reality to the body as himself, and given reality to the mind and its problems. Thalavali vannadi yerkana enakku varudhu nu solra thalakku thalavali varudhu manasula oru sommama irukka yaarude manasula ennude manasula swami romba kashtama irukku ennude manasula nu sollum bodhe என்னுடைய மனசு நான் ஆக முடியாது இல்லையா? என்னுடையது. இட் பிலாங் டு மீ. மைண்ட் இஸ் பிலாங் டு மீ. ஐ எம் நாட் த மைண்ட். அந்த மைண்ட்ல ஒரு சாரு ஆல்சோ நாட். சாட்டர்டே கிளாஸ் வி சா இன் பகவத்கீதா. சோ ஐ ஹாவ் சாரோ வென் எவர் ஐ சே ஐ ஹாவ் பாண்டேஜ். ஐ ஹாவ் பாண்டேஜ் மீன்ஸ் ஐ எம் நாட் பவுண்ட். வாட் ஐ ஹாவ் இஸ் நாட் மீ. I have sorrow means sorrow is not me. I have bondage means I have clip. What? I have clip. Means what? I am not clip. Clip is separate from me. What I have is separate from me. Suppose if I say I have bondage, tell me, I have clip. Clip is not belong to me. It is separate from me. What are all problems the clip is having is not belong to me. Because I have it, that's all. It's not connected with me. Similarly, what we say? I have bondage. I have bondage means I am different from? But then who is having bondage? Eppadu yosichu paathaala? Summa pesurom. என்ன பேசுறவங்க நமக்கே தெரியாது. அதனால என்ன பேசுறது தெரியாமல் பேசுறவங்கன்னா பைத்தியம்னு சொல்லுவாங்க. நான் சொல்லல, ரமண பகவான் சே. வாட் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங், வாட் யூ மீன் இட் ஐ ஹாவ் பாண்டேஜ் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஐ ஹாவ் இஸ் நாட் மீ. ஐ இஸ் பிலாங் டு மீ, தட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் தட். சோ தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் இஸ் பிலாங் டு மீ இஸ் நாட் மீ. தேர்ஃபோர் look at that separate body mind. I am not, there is no bondage at all. Swayam muktaha aham swatman, my oneself I am, by myself I am muktaha. I have no bondage at all. Siddhe swayam, swayam siddhe swatmani eva. Where I am recognizing this fact? Outside I am recognizing this fact. When you are listening to me, where this knowledge is taking place? In your neighbor? Or in your father? When you are listening, where this cognition, I have no bondage at all, it is mithya, where this knowledge is taking in you or somewhere else? Swatmani. Swatmani, in your own heart, in your mind, the thought, the cognition take place. Not somewhere else. So therefore, if I have the bondage notion, I have to correct my notion. That's all. There is no bondage outside. Nitya Muktaha. Nitya Muktanaki, bondage eppadi irukka mudiyum? Irundadane porathukku. I am Nitya Muktaha Swamini, but still bondage. Ever free. Ever free person ki, eppadi bondage varam mudiyum? Bondage irundadane mukta nillana artham. Aham Atma, ever free. When I am Atma, Vosi, ever free, ఎవర్ ఫ్రీ ఆత్మకి బంధం వరుమా? అప్ప ఎవర్ ఫ్రీ ఆత్మంగది మీనింగ్లెస్, రిడండెంట్. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఎవర్ ఫ్రీ, బట్ ఐఎమ్ బౌండ్ అన్న. ఐఎమ్ బౌండ్ మీన్స్ విచ్ ఐ టెల్ మీ నో బాడీ మైండ్ నీ యారన్న. అది పురించుకో ఫస్ట్. అప్పో బాండేజ్ ఇల్లని కూడా పురియం అవునుగా. అది పురియామలే చుమ్మా పేసాదే, వడ 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 వడని పేసాదే అని చూడారు. బంధ చింత క్వచ మోక్ష చింత. వేరే చింత మీన్స్ రెండు అర్థతలు ఎడుకలాం. వరి వరి అబౌట్ బంధ, వరి అబౌట్ మోక్ష. ఎనకి బంధం ఇరికా బంధం ఇరికా ఒక వరి చింత. ఎప్పుడు మోక్షం వరమో, ఎప్పుడు మోక్షం వరమో స్వామి, ఇంత జన్మాలు వరమా? ఏర్కనవే ఆల్రెడీ 75 ఇయర్స్ నేను 80 ఇయర్స్ వెళ్ళింది ఇరికే. ఎప్పుడు వరం స్వామిని, ఇంత జన్మాలు ఎనకు పురియుమా అని కేకర. ఇప్పుడు యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ముక్త నా చెల్లిండి ఇరికే. అది వేరే తల గుండు గుడింది ఇప్పుడు స్వామిని, ఇంత జన్మాన ఎనకు మోక్షం వరమాడు, ఇంత జన్మాన ఎనకు మోక్షం వరమాడు. నా కై అప్పుడు అప్పుడు వెక్కడం, ఇది నీ కైలో ఎన్నికే ఎన్నికన్న ఒన్ను కలియాదు. నాన్న మోక్షం కొడుకుదికి యూ హ్యావ్ నాట్ లెఫ్ట్ దట్ థాట్. లీవ్ దట్ థాట్. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ బెండ్ యువర్ హెడ్. యూ రైజ్ యువర్ హెడ్. ఐఎమ్ ఎవర్ ముక్త అని యూ హ్యావ్ టు క్లెయిమ్. Not by any Swamini or Swamiji bless you and giving that Atma. Inna chumma kadha solrenna enna, real adikirenna solrenna. Idella real adikiradha. Chumma poi kekkadena enak moksham kodunga, moksham kodunga. You are real ever mukta. How can I give moksha? How is it possible for me to give moksha? No teacher can give moksha until you recognize you are ever mukta. Don't ask any teacher. Teacher will laugh at us. Therefore, shut your mouth and listen to Shastra. Never ask for moksha. Because you are ever muktaha, you are ever liberated as Atma Swarupam, consciousness principle. How can you take up this flesh body as yourself? This rasatva rajasthamo guna maya manas, how can you own up that manas? Engiri kappa bandha? Kwa bandha? Kwa moksha? Chinta means alochane. అది వేరే. ఇందులో మీనింగ్ కొడుతున్నాం. చింత మీన్స్ ద థాట్. వేర్ ఇస్ ద థాట్ ఆఫ్ బాండేజ్? వేర్ ఇస్ ద థాట్ ఆఫ్ మోక్షాన్? ఓ అది కాదా స్వామి, ఇత్ర ఇవాళ పడిచిరుకోం, మోక్షమే ఇల్లయా? అప్పో ఏంద మోక్ష తేవయే ఇల్ల. ఎదుకు వై మోక్ష ఇది నాకు నెససరీ? ఎవరు ముక్తనా ఇరుకనికి మోక్షం తేవయా? ఎవరు ముక్తనా ఇరుకనికి మోక్షం తేవయా? తేవయే ఇల్ల. దేర్ ఫోర్ రమణ భగవాన్ సేస్ ఐఎమ్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ అన్నా, యు ఆర్ ఆల్ ఎవర్ ముక్తాస్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ లిబరేటెడ్. లిబరేటెడ్ అని చెప్పిన ఎన్నా హో, యు ఆర్ యాక్సెప్టింగ్ బంధన్ అర్థం. నౌ వి టుడే ఆఫ్టర్ సర్దర్శన్ లాస్ట్ శ్లోక స్వామిని, వీఆర్ ఆల్ లిబరేటెడ్. ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ సే యు ఆర్ లిబరేటెడ్ దట్ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ యాక్సెప్టింగ్ ద బాండేజ్ అని అర్థం. వెన్ అప్ టు 5:30, అప్ టు 5:30 వీ హ్యావ్ బాండేజ్. 6:15 వీ ఆర్ ఆల్ లిబరేటెడ్. அதெல்லாம் முடியாத காரியம் அப்பா, நடக்கவே நடக்காது. ஏப்ரல் ஃபூல் ஆக போறோம் நெக்ஸ்ட் சண்டே. சோ ஹி இஸ் மேக்கிங் ஆல் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஃபூல். யூ ஆர் ஆல் ஒர்க்கிங் ஃபார் மோக்ஷா. யூ ஆர் திங்கிங் பாண்டேஜ். யூ டோன்ட் ஹேவ் பாண்டேஜ் மோக்ஷா அட் ஆல். வேர் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் பாண்டேஜ் மோக்ஷா? தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் லிபரேட்டட் என்று சொல்லவே கூடாது. ஐ ஹாவ் ரிகக்னைஸ்டு, ஐ ஹாவ் டிஸ்கவர்டு தட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் பவுண்ட். I have discovered or recognized, I have understood through study of Shastra that I am not bound, is figuratively called as liberation. It is called as liberation, as though liberation. Read the next shloka. Last shloka, the Sadarshan teaching will be over with this.
రూపిణ్య రూపిణ్యుభయాత్మికా చ.
రూపిణ్య
मुक्ति स्त्री रूपेति विदो मदंति इदं त्रयं या विविनक्यहन्ति सन्धि तस्या प्रणाश परमार्थमुक्तिः
Mukti means a state of divisionlessness. Divisionless means I am knowing that knowledge. Known, knower, knowledge, triputi is called a division. As long as the division is there, person can never attain mukti. Mukti means triputi rahitam, divisionlessness. Pramana prameya pramata ekattam, adha haikyam. I am body, I am in this body, I am the knower, I am knowing. All these are there, still ajnanam continuing in artham. If I give reality to them, so all become one. Whatever I am knowing is also sat. The knower is also sat. And the knowledge process is also sat. Other than sat, there is no three entities. So the divisionlessness alone is called moksha, mukti. So people divide the mukti differently here. Three ways. Rupini mukti. Rupini mukti, number one. Arupini mukti, number two. Ubhayatmika mukti. Rupini arupini. Rupini arupini mukti. What is Rupini mukti? This is one school of thought. They talk about the moksha like this. Visishtadvaitam, they talk another school of thought. They talk differently. Salokya moksha, sarupya moksha, sayujya moksha. Saloka moksha, you will go to Vaikuntha. If you go to Vaikuntha, it is a saloka moksha. Salokya moksha. Suppose if you get that Vishnu form, that is called Sarupya Moksha. You also look like Vishnu, Shankha, Chakram, konjam gada alla varum kaike. It is Sarupya Moksha. Adi adayanu. Sarupya Moksha. Then Samipya Moksha. He go near and sit at the feet of the Vishnu. This is called Samipya Moksha. Poyitiya? Ukar. Vishnu murthi pakkathila ukarna Moksha. It is Samipya Moksha. Samipa. Then fourth is Sayujya Moksha. Sayujya, Sayujya, nam pesuram illaya? Sayujya vanna onnaha varadhu. You will merge with Vishnu. That's why in cinema pictures and all they show. This person dies, one bhakta, and slowly his soul, light is traveling. Go to his devotee, that Bhagavan's temple. In the devotee temple, or there is and the Bhagavan, Daivam. அது கொள்ள இவர் போகும்போது அந்த கதவெல்லாம் இப்படி ஓபன் ஆகும் அண்ட் ஸ்லோலி இட் கோ அண்ட் மெர்ஜ் இதுக்கான சாயுஜ்யம் அண்ட் யூ கோ ஆன் சீயிங் அப்பா என்னப்பா என்ன பிக்சர் இது சாயுஜ்ய மோக்ஷம் இது என்ன பீப்புள் ஆர் பிக்சர் ஐ இஸ் லைக் திஸ் ரமண மகர்ஷி சேஸ் ஆல் ஆர் அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பீப்புள் சொல்றார் வி ஆர் ஆல் திங்கிங் ரமண பகவான் சோ கிரேட் நவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு கிரேட் ஹீ இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் எது தெரியும்னா எனஸ்தீஷியா இல்லாமலே ஆபரேஷன் பண்ணிட்டாரு அவர் தான் அதுதான் தெரியும் நமக்கு ரமண பகவான் பத்தி என்ன தெரியுமா இல்லா தெரியும் அவர் கேன்சர் வந்தது பாவம் எனஸ்தீஷியா இல்லாமலே ஆபரேஷன் பண்ணிட்டாங்க இதான் ரமண பகவான் பத்தி தெரியும் உனக்கு சேம் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் வாட் இஸ் இஸ் நாலேஜ் சச் ஏ வண்டர்ஃபுல் கிரேட் நாலேஜ் ஹி ஹஸ் காட் நெவர் கோட் சச் எக்ஸாம்பிள் Never quote anesthesia illamal operation panitar. Ramana Bhagavan prati, he is to glorify him. That is the example you have to quote. Is it not same for you? Never quote that example anywhere. That incident. It shows your immaturity. It shows how much you are unrefined and terinjipadu. So this is what some people talk. Here Ramana Maharshi talking three types of முக்தி ரூபிணி முக்தி ரூபிணி என்ன சரீரம் லிபரேஷன் இன் ஹுச் எம்பாடிட் While living in this body itself, mukti, some people talk. சரீரத்தில் இருக்கும் போதே முக்தி, முக்தி அடைஞ்சார். அவர் ஜீவன் முக்தர், அவர் ஜீவன் முக்தர். உடம்புல இருக்கும் போதே ஹி காட் முக்தி, எம்பாடிடு முக்தி, ரூபிணி முக்தி. ரூபம் என்ன? சரீரம். While he is living in the sarira itself, he got liberation. So he is called Jeevan Muktaha. He is, these people are giving coining that person. Our Jeevan Muktaha, Jeevan Muktaha. These ignorant people giving coin that person's name, Jeevan Muktaha. Rupini Muktihi. Then some people call. This is called by Jaimini Vishishta Advaitis. It is Jeevan Mukti. Rupini Mukti. Then third, Arupini Mukti. Arupini Mukti means, hey, how is it possible while living in this body, moksha, moksha, you are talking, never talk. If you want to get moksha, first you die. Arupini Mukti. Arupini Mukti means without shariram. Anambadid Mukti in artha. Ashariira Mukti. Ashariira Mukti. They'll establish Videha Mukti like that. Badari. Acharya, he says this mukti, he talks about this. Then ubhayatmika mukti, that means svadeha mukti, videha mukti put together. Vedantins who are talking, svadeha mukti means body irukkum bodhe mukti, adukapram body vittinadukapram adhe videha mukti. Indha rendu mukti seithidha oru mukti. Ubhayatmika mukti, all people are talking. Ramana Bhagavan says, all three are wrong. Vidaha means the knowers of Atma. Just they talk to explain to the people. They talk Jeevan Mukti, Videha Mukti. All these type of muktis they talk. Vidaha means wise people, the knowers. Vidaha, Vadanti, they say. All these type of muktis they use the words. Idam Trayam, all these three, idam trayam, all these three muktis, ya aham bhihi vivinakti. Whoever analyze, vivinakti means does analysis, enquiry. Vivinakti aham bhihi, aham bhihi, aham means I, bhihi means a thought, notion. I am, this notion, where it is coming? I am anger notion, thought, where it is coming? Buddhi lo na varadhu, not nose lo. Kannu lo nose lo varalillayo? Namma buddhi lo na indha thought e varadhu. I am. Whoever analyze this, whoever do threadbare analysis, whoever study properly Sadarshanam and other texts also, that is called Vivinakti Aham Bhihi. Enquiry into the nature of I, ahankara. Adha. Idam trayam, ya, vivinakti ahambhihi, tasyaha, tasyaha. To such a person, pranashaha, pranashaha means destruction. Tasyaha pranashaha means the destruction of ahankara. The destruction of ahankara, I notion, I am body, I am mind, I am having ahankara, ego. In the ego, whoever destroy by enquiry, for him, that is called mukti. Idam trayam will stay until he does enquiry. Once he does enquiry, there is no jivan mukti, there is no videha mukti, there is no ubhayatmika mukti. What is there? Dropping that ahankara notion is called mukti for whom? Whoever does this enquiry. Very, very toughest text. You require tremendous scriptural study for to understand this. You will get it. But further you have to study Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita. Tasyaha alone. What is mukti? Paramartha mukti. Nashaha. Aham nashaha. Ahami nashabha jahamaham payana. The destruction of ahankara alone is called real mukti. நாட் ரூபிணி முக்தி, அரூபிணி முக்தி, உபயாத்மிகா முக்தி, சாயுஜ முக்தி, சாலோக்கிய முக்தி, சாரூபிய முக்தி, சாமிப்பிய முக்தி. என்னடா பேசுற, வாட் யூ ஆர் டாக்கிங், பிளாபரிங். தட்ஸ் வை வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த ஹையஸ்ட் வேதாந்த. ஹையஸ்ட் வேதாந்த புரியாதுன்னு சொல்லி இந்த முக்தி எல்லாம் வச்சுக்கோங்கோ அப்படின்னு சொல்லி விட்டுட்டான் பீப்புள். நம்ம என்ன அதுல ஒன்று இருந்து முக்தி சுவாமி எனக்கு கொஞ்சம் முக்தி கொடுங்க, இது காஷாய வஸ்திரம் பார்த்துட்டா டெபினெட்லி இஃப் ஐ கோ டு திஸ் சுவாமி ஐ கெட் முக்தி. என்ன என்ன முக்தி வரும்? வாட் சுவாமி நீடல்ஸ் என்கொயர் இன் டு த பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆஸ்கிங் ஃபார் முக்தி. யூ கேனாட் என்கொயர் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட், யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி. எடுத்து வாரத்துக்கு மூணு கிளாஸ், நாலு கிளாஸ், அஞ்சு கிளாஸ் வச்சு. ஓகே, ஸோ ரமண மகர்ஷி லாஸ்ட் ஃபைனலி ஹி கன்க்ளூட்ஸ் இன் திஸ் வெர்ஸ், the end of ahankara which is really speaking, this ahankara is enjoying these words, the sentence like ramana maharshi says finally enna, ahankara which enjoys dividing mukti into several types. Ahankara, your ahankara is enjoying what? Jiva mukti. What? Videha mukti. Oh, salukya mukti. Puriyuda? Your ahankara pandra vela idu. You are pampering your ahankara by giving these names. Your ahankara is enjoying this falsified, false muktis. And your ahankara is misleading you. Your ahankara is misleading you not to know the paramarthika mukti, because if you know paramarthika mukti, ahankara cannot exist. Therefore, ahankara cheating you. Therefore, it is showing, hey, don't come towards me. You go see the Jivan Mukti. You go towards the Videha Mukti. You go to Sarupya Mukti. Here can this Ahankara can survive. Ahankara can survive by saying all these Muktis. If I look into this Ahankara, Paramartha Mukti, Ahankara cannot exist. That's why a person who is having Ahankara can never get Paramarthika Mukti. As long as he is having ahankara, he is voting for either sarupya mukti, salokya mukti, samipya mukti, or rupini mukti, arupini mukti, or ubhayatmika mukti. You are, as long as you are talking about mukti, you are in ahankara periphery. It will not leave you that much easily. Now you have to push away this ahankara and come. Are you having guts? Ramana Maharshi is asking. It's not so easy to drop the ahankara. The moment you drop the ahankara, you are free, ever free, you recognize. This is called, no? Ahankara. Just what you call pampering. You know, dividing, enjoying, ahankara enjoying all this type of mukti by verbal words. Verbal words. Never talk about mukti. Jivan mukti, word pesadimu. Videha mukti and word பேசாதீங்க. என்ன பண்ணணும்? ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா. ஸ்டடி சாஸ்திரா நெவர் டாக் அபவுட் த வேர்ட் மோக்ஷா. ஜீவன் முக்தி, விதேக முக்தி. லெட் சாஸ்திரா டாக், லெட் சாஸ்திரா ஹேஸ் டு ரிவீல் த ட்ரூத். சாஸ்திரா ஸ்பீக் அபவுட் த ட்ரூத், பட் யூ லிசன் சைலண்ட்லி. லிசன் டு சாஸ்திரா சைலண்ட்லி. சாஸ்திரா இஸ் கோயிங் டு டேக் டு திஸ் பாரமார்த்திக முக்தி. யூ வெயிட் அண்ட் சீ. Now, finally, five points consolidated. Essence of this Saddarshanam is what? Cause for all problems is not the external world. Point number one. Cause for all problems is not the external world, but not external world. Where is it? Problem is you, solution is you. Cause for all problems is not external world, number one. Number two, tackling ahankara is the only solution. Point number two, tackling ahankara is the only solution. Then number three, ahankara can be tackled only by atmajnanam, self-knowledge. Ahankara can be tackled only by atmajnanam, not by anything else. Number four, Atma Jnanam means Atma is of the nature of Sat, pure existence. Sat Darshanam, alone is Atmajnanam. Fourth point, Saddarshanam. Pure existence. Knowledge alone is called Atmajnanam. எதோ பெரிய சும்மா சும்மா ஆத்மஜானம் ஆத்மஜானம் சொல்லாதுங்கோ. ரமண மகர்ஷி சேஸ் சத் தர்சனம், பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் நாலேஜ் அலோன் இஸ் கால்ட் ஆத்ம தர்சனம், ஆத்மஜானம். நம்பர் ஃபைனல் பாயிண்ட், லாஸ்ட் ஒன், ஆத்ம தர்சனம் இஸ் பாசிபிள் பை ஆத்ம விசார வித் த ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் சாஸ்திரா அண்ட் குரு. Enquire into Ahankara, what is real, what is unreal, all these things, Atma and Ahankara, Vichara, through Shastra Guru. These are the only solutions you have to attain. That now concludes Shloka number 43. Saddarshanam Dravida Vang Nibaddham. மஹர்ஷிணா சீரமணேன சுத்தம். பிரபந்தமுக்துஷ்டமமர்த்யவாண்யாம் உத்க்ருஷ்டமமர்த்யவாண்யாம் அனுஜ்ய வாசிஷ்ட முனிர்வ்யதானீத். நௌ வாசிஷ்ட கணபதி Maharshi Muni, who wrote the Sanskrit version, is concluding his own words now. Saddarshanam, teaching of Ravana Maharshi, he has completed. Now he is concluding Saddarshanam. This Saddarshanam text ulladu 40 engra Tamil la irukku. Dravida Vang Nibaddham, it is written. Nibaddham means it is written. It was written in Dravida language, Tamil language, pure Tamil language. You cannot understand that Tamil, pure Tamil language. Dravida Vangana Tamil language, Tamil language he has written. Who wrote? Maharshina Sri Ramanina, by Sri Ramana Maharshi. Ramaniyam and Ramana, you can take beautiful words. It is very attractive. What type of work? Shuddham Utkrishtam Prabandham. Muni says that Ramana Maharshi wrote this Saddarshanam, which is the Utkrishtam, the highest, greatest. It is supreme. Prabandham means it's a composition, work written by Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, which is pure. There is no Shabda Dosha, there is no Artha Dosha. Artha doshas too are possible in any work. Shabda dosha and artha dosha. Shabda dosha means a defect at grammatical level. Grammatical defect is called shabda dosha. Fire or cold. Ani sonna enna dosha na shabda dosha. Fire or cold ani solla mudiyuma? What to say? Fire is cold. Fire is cold ani sonna. Fire or hot, not cold, sorry. Fire or hot, hot is a shabda dosha. What you should say? Fire is hot. And the shabda dosha is also there. Similarly, fire is cold is a artha dosha. Fire can never be cold. Fire is ever hot. So hot, that is free from logical defect and artha. அர்த்த தோஷம் இல்லாமல் இருக்கு, அதுதான் சுத்தம் என்ன. ரமண மகர்ஷி டீச்சிங் ரிட்டன் தி சத்தர்ஷனம் இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சப்த தோஷா அண்ட் அர்த்த தோஷா. தேர்ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் பியோர் சுத்தம். பிரபந்தம் உத்கிருஷ்டம் அமர்த்தியவாண்யாம் அனூத்ய வாசிஷ்ட முனிஹி. தட் தமிழ் வெர்ஷன் ஆஃப் ரமண மகர்ஷி விச் இஸ் பியோர் டிரான்ஸ்லேட்டட். அனூத்ய மீன்ஸ் டிரான்ஸ்லேட்டட் பை Vasishtha Muni, by me, the Vasishtha Muni. I am called as Vasishtha Muni. He says, Vasishtha Muni, in what language? Amartyavanyam. Amartyavani is Sanskrit language. That means all other languages are what? Martyavani. Is Amartyavani Sanskrit? Anna? Sanskrit is live language. Amartyavani, Deva Bhasha. Anna. Is anna Asura Bhasha? Martyavani is dead language. All languages are dead language, especially English.
English la pesinde irukom puttu battu all are same.
Deva bhasha. Yes, I have written in, translated it, that Tamil into Sanskrit language here. Amartya vanyam with Sanskrit language. Yataneet muni. Yataneet means V plus Tanu dhatu, lung expression. Composed in artham. Work translated, spread in Sanskrit language. All people cannot read Tamil. So Sanskrit language he has done. Next shloka.
Sattattva saram saralam dadhanam mumuksha lokaya mudam dadhanam amanusha sri ramaniya vani முனிவாக்விபாதி.
So he is glorifying that Saddarshanam written by Ramana Maharshi in Tamil. And he is saying what is written by me, it is a reflection of that. He is not taking the glory of the text belong to me. I have not done anything. If you are enjoying any glory in this text, Saddarshana, in my Sanskrit version, you are all attending from so many months to Swamini class and studying, he says, you are all happy with Saddarshanam. Don't think this is my greatness, Vasishtha Muni says. This is the greatness of that Ramana Bhagavan. He is like a sun. Sun gives rays. Rays also prakasham. Enna prakasham? Reflection only. But original greatness goes to the sun. Ramana Bhagavan's writing is like a sun. Mine is like a rays on the mirror. Bhitti means wall. He says, see the simplicity, greatness. Satatva saram. Satatvam means pure existence. Satva means pure existence. Tatva means as the ultimate reality. Saram means the teaching. The pure existence as the reality is the teaching. Satatva saram. Dadhana. Dadhana means holding, keeping that whole teaching of Mandukya, 6th chapter, Sadvidya. Holding that teaching. That means people should not say Ramana Maharshi has got his own philosophy. There are people feel proud to say Ramana Maharshi has got having his own philosophy. Who said? It is a wrong concept. Ramana Maharshi is not having his own philosophy. He is not founder of any philosophy. He has brought out whatever said in Shastra. In the name of devotees, there are those some people are very happy to say Ramana Maharshi cult. Ramana Maharshi is a different philosophy. He has brought a new vision. Who said? This book shows everything from Veda he has just drawn. The essence of Veda he has drawn. How can you say Ramana Maharshi has brought new vision in it? Tappan and Sariya Padikala and Artha. Those who are talking like that, they do not know anything about Shastra. They have not understood Ramana Maharshi teaching, they have not understood the Shastra. Very, very difficult, you know, such people. That means you are insulting Ramana Maharshi, not praising. You are insulting the Ramana Maharshi. You are making separate way Ramana Maharshi from Vedas teaching. Papa, our Veda may be written, solid punaravar. Mumuksha lokaya. Why I am writing this? Mumuksha lokaya. For the people who are seekers of moksha. Again, moksha. Seekers of moksha. Use pandita ahano. Ajnani is kaha use pandita. Mumuksha lokaya. Not only that, mudam dadana, to give joy to them, I have written, Vasishtha Muni says, to give joy to them, I have written in Sanskrit language. Written by whom? Amanusha Sri Ramaniya Vani. Amanusha, divine person, divine Bhagavan is an avatara, Ramana Maharshi. Not ordinary man, he is Amanusha. Not ordinary human being. இஸ் அ டிவைன் பர்சன். ஸ்ரீ ரமணீயா, ரமணச்ச இதம் ரமணீயம், தட் விச் பிலாங்ஸ் டு ரமண பகவான். ரமணீயம் பியூட்டிஃபுல் ஆல்சோ, ஸ்வீட் ஆல்சோ, வண்டர்ஃபுல். வாணி மீன்ஸ் ஹிஸ் சேயிங்ஸ். மயூக பித்திர் முனி வாக் விபாதி, மயூக பித்திஹி, தட் ரமண பகவான் டீச்சிங் ஜஸ்ட் இஸ் லைக் ஏ ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் ஆன் த வால். பித்தி மீன்ஸ் வால். முனிஹி வாக், திஸ் வசிஷ்ட முனி வாக் இஸ் லைக் ஏ ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் இன் த மிரர் மாதிரி. ரமண பகவான் டீச்சிங் இஸ் லைக் ஏ சன், ஒரிஜினல் சன். மைன் இஸ் லைக் ஏ ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன். மயூக வாணி, மயூக மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் ரேஸ். ரஷ்மயஹா, இஃப் எ மிரர் இஸ் தேர் ஆன் த வால் ஆர் எ ஷைனிங் வால், த சன் ரிஃப்ளெக்ட் தேர், திஸ் இஸ் மயூக ரேக. வாட் முனி வாக் விபாதி, வாட் இஸ் ஷைனிங் இன் திஸ் சத்தர்சனம் டெக்ஸ்ட், இட் இஸ் லைக் ஏ no reflection, reflection that is like a sun, that from that only I have written. He says vibhati means here shines out among Vedantic texts. This is the glorification of this work. So really the brilliance in the mirror belongs to the sun. So my text is also like a mirror. It is this brilliance, this shining in this text, whatever teaching is there, it belongs to the original Ramana Bhagavan. Ullad Narpad. In 40 shlokas, he has given the teaching. Whoever study this, they recognize they are ever muktas. They don't get mukti. They recognize they are ever muktas, ever not liberated. They are ever Atmaswarupam. They never say we are liberated after Saddarshanam. If anybody says we are liberated after Saddarshanam, then innoru vaati padiye nadanum. So I hope you again repeat this study, okay, and dwell upon that, and you can do Nididhyasana. And with this I conclude this text with the grace of Ramana Bhagavan and all other acharyas. It is really a blessing to teach this type of text for a teacher. It is a blessing to the students also to study this type of text, and such a wonderful text. And with this we will conclude. ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.